Loving greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的名来问候各位弟兄姊妹。
My greetings has changed.
我的问候好像改变了。
This is how, for more than 9 months, we were greeting the believers and others in the name of Jesus Christ.
这是我们过去九个月当中在所有的圣徒当中问候的话语。
Me and my wife, we are so much thankful to the Lord and to all of you for keeping us in your earnest prayers.
我和我妻子是何等的感谢我们的主和众位弟兄姊妹在爱里面为我们的代祷。
Week after week, diligently, you all were praying for us.
那每一个星期，你们都殷勤地为我们祷告。
And we have experienced the power of prevailing prayers.
那我们也经历这祷告的大能。
I think exact same phrase I uttered last year, the prevailing prayers of the saints.
那我好像是重复我去年所讲的，就是圣徒那得胜的祷告。
We have experienced the reality.
那我们也经历了这样的一个现实。
And now, before I may go towards the word, I would like to look at the Lord. Let us unite our hearts and pray.
当我们来读圣经之前，我们愿意来仰望我们的主。我们有一点祷告。
This is the further word of prayer. Already our dear brother has prayed.
那当然，我们的弟兄已经带领我们有祷告。那这是我们更多的一点在我们主前的祷告。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Our gracious Lord and loving Heavenly Father,
我们的主，我们爱我们的主。
How we give thee thanks and praise and worship and adoration for your faithfulness.
我们为着你的信实是何等的爱你，敬拜你。
We want to proclaim, faithful is He who has called us.
我们要说那位召我们的是信实的。
We want to proclaim one to another, faithful He who has started a good work in us.
我们要相互之间说，你在我们当中是成就了何等的大事。
Who is going to continue the work and complete it?
你那开始那工的必要成就。
And Lord, in all this, you and you alone may receive much glory, honor, and praise.
所以这一切，主，你是唯一配得这一切荣耀的。
In speaking, in translation, in hearing, please help us.
主，不管我们是讲的、翻译的还是听的，你都来帮助我们。
Meet us where we are today and take us where you want us to be.
照我们的本相来带领我们奔走你为我们指引的路。
Let this be a quality time spent in your presence.
让我们在你面前的时间是有质量的。
Open up your heart, O Lord, and speak to us.
打开我们的心，求你向我们的心说话。
Prepare us even more.
求你更多的来预备我们。
For your glorious and imminent return.
为着你荣耀就要来的回来。
And thus, O Lord, in the midst of us, you may be greatly satisfied.
所以在你的众圣处当中，愿你的心得着满足。
Thank you for such an assembly you have given unto us of believers.
主，感谢你给我所有的信徒这样一个属天的家。
Here we just rejoice in you.
我们在你的里面欢喜快乐。
Committing this time in your hand, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们把下面的时间仰望交托在你的手里，奉主基督耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen. Amen.Good to be with you all, dear brothers and sisters.
看到能和众弟兄姊妹在一起是何等的美。
It's okay, I believe, to sing such a song once a year.
那我想我们如果一年唱这样的诗歌一次的话是可以的。
How many of us would like to say amen to that?
那有多少弟兄姊妹愿意说 amen?
So multiply by all this, 3 times, hallelujah.
那我们的弟兄说了三次阿们。
This is the sensitivity Lord is desiring from all of us, each and every one of us.
这是 主愿意我们每一位弟兄只有这样一个敏感的心。
Sensitive about what is in the heart of God.
来向着主的心意敏感。
Heart of God is everything for us.
因为主的心意是我们的一切。
The song comes to my heart. There is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God where sin cannot molest near to the heart of God.
那我们想我们很多的时候我们的心应该是说我们在主的面前来明白他的心意。
When we are near to the heart of God, everything will be multiplied.
当我们能够来追随主的心意的时候，他就多多的祝福我们。
Everything will be magnified.
那他也更多的加增我们。
For the glory, honor, and praise of our Lord Jesus and Him alone.
是为着我们主的荣耀，也是为着他的荣耀而已。
So much to cover, but would like to share some burden with you, dear brothers and sisters.
我们今天要讲很多，但是我愿意真的是和弟兄姊妹来交通我心里的负担。
It may sound like repetition, but whenever it is presented before us from the Lord and His Spirit, it is ever fresh and ever urgent.
那虽然有一些重复，但是我们在爱里面和众弟兄姊妹的时候，我们可以看到主的心意永远是新鲜的。
And so we don't want to take absolutely nothing for granted.
那我们不是自以为是。
A little bit would like to talk about the vision.
那我们要讲一下意象。
I think Sister Sue or someone said, "Bidhau, you are my vision."
那今天早晨我们的姊妹就点了这个诗歌，你是我的意象。
And when we hear this kind of confirmation from believers group, our hearts are strengthened.
那我们当从弟兄姊妹当中得到这样印证的时候，我们的心里就有了喜乐。
Proverbs 29:18 tells, "Where there is no vision, people perish, people scattered."
那箴言里面说到，没有异象，民就放肆。
Where there is no vision, people or individual or a family or a fellowship, they don't have clear guidance or direction.
当没有异象的时候，不管我们是家庭还是圣徒个人，我们好像就没有一个方向。
And as leaders, and we are all leaders in some capacity.
那作为一个领袖，其实我们每一位弟兄姊妹在不同的情景下面都是一个领袖。
As the Lord calls, the one blind leading the blind.
那好像那个就是说主说的有一个那个瞎眼的来领瞎眼的。
Having this vision, it's of utmost importance.
那有这样的意象是最最重要的。
But yet we live, we walk not by sight but by faith.
但是我们在地上行走不是靠眼见，乃是靠信心。
And that is why it is very urgent and important and vital that we may have received the vision from our Lord Himself.
所以最要紧的是我们要有从主来的意象。
Lord spoke to many of His people through visions.
那主向着他很多的子民通过意象来说话。
In the Old Testament, there are many scripture portions which talks about it loud and clear.
那在旧约当中有很多的经节让我们很清楚地看到这件事。
One classic one comes to my mind, which is found in Book of Habakkuk. Would you please turn with me to Book of Habakkuk?
那很对我来说最明显的一个例子就是在哈巴谷书当中。
And by the way, he was a prophet.
那哈巴谷是一个先知。
And Lord spoke to him.
主向他说话。
And we'll look at the second verse, Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2.
那我们要读哈巴谷书二章二节。
Here we see the Lord telling Habakkuk, "And the Lord answered me and said, Write the vision and make it plain upon tablets, that he may run that readeth it."
那这边哈巴谷向主来求，他就有得到了一个回应，说将这默示明明的写在板上，使读的人容易读。在弟兄的英文版本里面是说使跑的人也可以读。
I believe I have not shared this verse here.
我觉得我以前没有交通过这一节。
Because so many times I have spoken about this while we were away from U.S.
当我们在美国以外的时候，我们和弟兄姊妹多次交通到这一节。
Lord is pressing upon Habakkuk's heart this one thing: write the vision I am giving you in a manner that the one who may reads that cannot sit around, cannot remain in his or her comfort zone, but run with it.
所以这边其实就是说到，神对哈巴谷说，将这默示明明的写在板上，使读的人不能够坐在那里不动，而是必须起来来跑。
The translation of the word of God has great importance.
那神的话语的翻译是很重要的。
In my national language, Hindi, they have messed up the translation so badly.
那在我的母语，就是印度语当中，他们好像翻译的时候翻得不好。
They have translated, write the vision in a manner maybe with the bold letters,that while running, they can also read it.
在印度语的翻译里面，就是说，好像你把这个字写得很大，那你跑步的时候也可以读。
And this is not typing error.
这个好像不是打字的错误。
This, I believe, is the work of the enemy.
那这是仇敌的工作。
Many translations. Brother Timothy, if you remember him, our old young brother Timothy,had one problem in his body, and we all laid hands on him and we prayed and he got healed. If you remember, old brothers and sisters.
你们还不记得那个提摩太弟兄，他身体有一些难处，我们众弟兄姊妹为他按手祷告，他就得了医治。
He used to have a book, with different translations for certain scripture portions.
他有一本那个就是说多种版本对照的圣经。
And some key powerful scripture portions which are found in King James Version is entirely, totally omitted or taken out, in some other, translations.
那很多的时候你们看那本圣经里面，就是英王本里面圣经里面的，在很多其他的翻译版本里面。
Just one example, in King James and other translations, it is written, if you won't forgive others, you won't be forgiven by your father.
那就像英皇版里面说到，你如果不饶恕人，父神也不饶恕你。
And this kind of key, Bible verses are omitted, in, NIV and some other versions.
那在其他的英文版本里面，这句话都被去掉了。
But this is not the point. The vision has to do so much in believers' life.
所以这个不是问题的重点，而是说到这个意象对信徒来说是最重要的。
In the New Testament, we know one who was given the vision by the Lord himself.
那我们知道在新约当中有一位，他是直接从主那里得了意象。
Or in other words, Lord himself became a vision to this blind man.
那或者换一句话说，其实主自己成了这个瞎眼的人他自己的意象。
The man who was completely blinded by black and white words.
那有一个人他被这个黑字白字白纸黑字完全给瞎了眼。
Even the teaching of great Gamaliel.
那这他是虽然是加马列的门下。
He never realized that the law killeth, the word killeth, but the spirit giveth life.
但是字句让人死，而只有经意才让人活。
And Lord knew very well this man cannot be converted, cannot be changed, transformed.Only otherwise, if I may intervene or intercept in his life.
那主意识到只有他自己来亲自来参与，他否则没有办法来改变这个人的生活。
And Lord indeed shine upon him.
那主就用大光来照了他。
And this light was so great, so bright, brighter than the noonday sun.
那这个光是如此的大，比中午的阳光还要亮。
And he was knocked down from that animal.
他就倒在地上。
Fell down on the ground.
他倒在地上。
Remained blind for 3 days and never ate for 3 days.
他三天瞎眼也没有吃。
And then Lord sends one of a small disciple or a brother.
然后主就送了一个小门徒去救他。
And then, instead of going into this, we want to see what happened to Saul of Tarsus when he was called Paul.
那所以我们就要来看大树的扫罗或者保罗。
He was captivated and completely captured by this heavenly vision.
他被这个天上的异象所抓住。
And he ends up telling when he was standing before King Agrippa.
所以他对亚伯王说,
Oh, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to this heavenly vision.
我没办法违背这个天上来的异象。
Our lives must have a strong grip on the vision given by our Lord.
我们必须紧紧抓住主给我们的这个意象。
He bragged about this vision, he talked about this vision, and he ran his race having a strong grip on this vision.
所以他写这个意象，来谈论这个意象，也是根据这个意象来奔跑他的路。
He could not put aside this vision for a moment in his life.
他甚至在他生命当中都没有一刻可以离开这个意象。
His entire life was governed around or by this vision.
他所有这个生活和他的生命都是被这个意象所控制。
Everything in his life was revolving around this vision.
他生活所有的一切都是围绕着这个意象。
And it is all because he saw Lord Jesus in this vision.
这仅仅是因为他在这个异象当中看见了我们的主。
He saw the greatest evangelist of all times in this vision.
所以他在异象当中看见有史以来最大的一个布道家。
If I ask who is or who was the greatest evangelist, in last century.
那如果问在过去一个世界当中谁是一个最大的布道家呢?
We will all tell Brother Billy Graham.
那我们也许会说是 Billy Graham 弟兄。
Some of you, if you know R.W. Shambach, you may name him also one of the important gospel preacher or evangelist.
那也许你认识香豹弟兄，你也会说他是一个最大的传福音的布道家。
In the Bible, only one person is named as evangelist, which is Philip, the evangelist.
那在圣经里面只提到一个人是布道家，就是腓力弟兄。
Though Paul tells Timothy, do the work of evangelist.
那所以保罗也叫提摩太要传福音。
But Lord Jesus is all-time classic example before us as the greatest evangelist of all time.
但是我们的主耶稣他自己其实是有史以来最大的。
Yes, we thank the Lord that He is our heavenly high priest and He liveth forevermore and He intercedeth for us day and night.
是的，我们的主是我们高天尊荣的大祭司，从永远到永远为我们代祷。
But Lord Jesus has not rested from appearing unto many, many, especially in the Middle East, to the Arabs.
但是他主并没有说在地上向很多的人来显现。
In the same old way, he is appearing before this people.
就像他以前向人显现一样。
And they have started recognizing him.
他们也开始来认识他。
And they have started following him, having a closer walk with the Lord Jesus.
那他们也来跟随主耶稣奔走着天路。
And people have taken baton from the hand of Lord Jesus himself.
那很多的时候我们是从主的手里直接来得到恩典。
In the Middle East, they have put their lives at risk and have started preaching the gospel and giving the good news to these Arabs.
那所以很多的时候他们冒着生命的危险就来传福音给这些亚拉伯人。
So have heard Paul telling or bragging about one thing, I am not ashamed of the gospel.
那我们听到保罗这样说，我不以福音为耻。
Turn with me to Romans chapter 1 verse 16, please.
请大家打开罗马书一章十六节。
Romans chapter 1 verse 16 reads, For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth.
我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的。
It's the power of God.
这是神的大能。
If you think about anything else, always remember this first, the gospel is the power of God.
不管你在想什么其他任何的事情，首先要认识到这福音本是神的大能。
Lord reveals and releases His power when the gospel is proclaimed.
当福音被传出去的时候，神的大能就被带到那里。
If the gospel is not mingled, or if it is not the power gospel, then it is not a gospel.
那如果神的福音没有大能的话，就不是福音了。
Because out there, there is great opposition from everywhere to the good news, the gospel.
那其实在地上不管在什么地方都有很对着神的福音都有很多的抵挡。
Devil himself and with him all the fallen angels and evil spirits, everything, even the human beings are against the gospel of Lord Jesus.
所以不管是魔鬼那些堕落的天使还是地上的那些恶灵，他们都来抵挡神的福音。
And Paul understood this in the very beginning of his Christian life.
所以保罗从他刚刚基督徒生命的开始就认识到这一点。
He says, Why am I not ashamed of the gospel? Because it is the power of God.
所以他在这里说，我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能。
And as we were singing the song, Lord has given us this great commission.
所以当我们刚刚来抽这首诗歌的时候，
AndNone of us are excused from this great commission.
所以我们想，我们没有一个人说我们可以不参与。
As we have taken many scriptures and have made it our own, what they call in Indian language, it's a Guru Mantra, means as our motto.
那所以说，我们很多的时候要把福音里面的事用我们弟兄他们的印度语来说，就是成为他们的座右铭。
Love one another, for example.
那要彼此相爱。
Serve one another.
要彼此服侍。
And Lord says, if you love me, keep my commandments.
那你如果爱我，就要遵循我的诫命。
This is of no lesser importance for us as believers.
那这对于我们信徒来说，不是任何不是不重要的。
Turn with me to Mark chapter 16 and we'll read verse 15.
那请大家打开马可福音十六章十五节。
Gospel according to Mark chapter 15 and verse 16 reads, And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
他对他们说，你们往普天下去，传福音给万民听。
This is the great commission.
这就是主给我们的任务。
And as dear brother was asking the title of this message, I think we are naming this message, the sharing rather, as the Great Commission.
那所以当我们的弟兄问我这个今天早晨的这个演讲的题目的时候，我就说这是主给我们的任务。
As the hymn was blessing us big time,
所以这个诗歌给了我们很大的祝福。
We don't want to go empty-handed to greet or meet our Lord.
我们不愿意两手空空的来到我们主面前。
There is something more than just to go to heaven.
那比去天堂更重要的事是。
I used to ask this question, what is more thrilling than just to go to heaven?
那很多时候我会问弟兄姊妹说，比去天堂更重要的是什么？
And it was difficult for many, many believers to answer that simple question.
那很多的时候，很多的信徒好像也很难来回答这个问题。
Because they never heard, never sang this kind of hymn, at least once a year.
因为他们没有唱过这样的诗歌，甚至一年一次都没有。
Otherwise, they would have some clue about this question.
那否则的话，他们至少对这个问题会有一些答案。
It thrills our heart when even while going to heaven to greet and meet our Lord, oh, we have some souls in our hands to greet our Lord.
所以当我们去天上见我们主的时候，我们可以带着一些得救的灵魂。
A make-believe story I heard many, many years back.
那我想讲一个我很多年之前听到的一个故事。
I might have shared with you in the past.
我也许以前分享过。
Once again, no harm in remembering that.
但是我们再一次提醒大家，我想应该没有坏处。
As after finishing his earthly ministry on this planet Earth.
当我们在地上完成我们的任务的时候
，As he was ascending to go to the Father，
他上天去见天父的时候
，Many angels came to usher him，
那很多的天使来迎接他
，And some angels came very close to the Lord， very happy to see him victorious over all the things。
那很多的天使就为着我们的主欢喜快乐，因为他在凡事上都得胜了。
And the Lord was declaring to his disciples, I have all authority and power on this earth, and go forth with the same power and authority.
那所以主就对他的门徒说，我在天上一切的权柄都赐给你们，你们去往普天下去。
And whatever Lord spoke, the heaven was noticing and observing, in minute detail.
那所以不管主说的什么，那天上他们都在注意的听，而且注意全部的细节。
And so one angel came to the Lord and says, Lord, the work which you have started by laying down for this human being in whose hands you have entrusted this work.
那所以有一个天使就问主说，你在地上舍弃了你的生命，那这件事你托付给哪一个人呢？
And Lord Jesus started telling, you see, Peter is there, James is there.
那所以主就是说，你看彼得在那里，雅各在那里。
And some angel says, yes, Lord, you are right.
那天使就说，是的，主。
The other angel came, like doubting Thomas is always there.
那还有一个还有一些天使过来，他们有一些怀疑。
This angel came with this question, Lord, if they fail,
那这个天使就说，主，如果他们失败。
And the Lord says, if they fail, I have no one else.
那主就说，如果他们失败了，我就没有其他人了。
When the Lord gave us or has given us this great commission, if you and I, if we fail,Lord has no one else.
所以当我们主给我们这样一个托付，我们失败了，主就没有其他人了。
If today Lord wants to go to some perishing souls, he need my feet and your feet.
所以主今天当我们要去救一些失丧的灵魂的时候，他需要我的脚，也需要你的脚。
If Lord wants to touch some lives today, he needs my hand and your hand.
他今天要来摸着一个生命的时候，他需要我的手，也需要弟兄姊妹的手。
And I believe, without a shadow of doubt, each and every one of us know this very clear in the heart of our heart that this great commission.Is also given to us individually.
所以我今天毫不怀疑，主的这样的托付也是给了我们每一位弟兄姊妹。
Now, as Paul started telling, "Woe unto me if I preach not the gospel."
保罗说过，如果我不传福音，我就有福了。
Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16.
请大家打开《哥林多前书》九章。
First Corinthians chapter 9 verse 16.
哥林多前书九章十六节。
And there we read, Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel.
我传福音原没有可夸的。
He puts great emphasis, Yea, woe unto me if I preach not the gospel.
若不传福音我便有祸了。
To not provoke, But to encourage some believers in India and in Nepal, I end up telling, get up in the morning, present your beautiful self before the mirror in the morning.
所以不是为了来冒犯弟兄，但是为了鼓励弟兄姊妹。每天早晨，我们来到主的，把我们自己放在主的面前。
Raise your finger towards the heavens.
把你的手举起来，向着天。
And then point it at your heart.
然后指向你自己的心。
And tell yourself, I am not ashamed of the gospel.
那告诉自己说，我不以福音为耻。
Woe unto me if I preach not the gospel.
我若不传福音，我便有祸了。
I think this is going to be the real, I mean real spiritual exercise.
那这个是一个真正的属灵的操练。
I'm telling this indirectly though.
我好像是一个不是一种直接的方式来这样说。
But we know that the burden Lord has in His heart for each and every one of us is the same here and there, outside, everywhere.
那不管在哪里，主的心意向着我们都是一样的。
And now, last very important matter, as Lord Himself has elevated gospel to His own level.
所以我们可以看到我们的主把福音提高到这样一个程度和他自己一样。
Let us turn to one familiar scripture portion in Mark chapter 8 verse 35.
我们打开马可福音八章三十五节。
Mark chapter 8 verse 35.
马可福音八章三十五节。
And there we read, For whosoever will save his life shall lose it.But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it.
因为凡要救自己生命的必丧掉生命，凡为我和福音丧掉生命的必救了生命。
We all admit and all love to talk about Lord's imminent return.
那我们很多的时候都喜欢讲论主马上就要回来。
And there may come time where we may have to lay down our lives for him.
那也许我们很快就要到这样时间，我们要为他的福音丧掉生命。
And many are willing and more than willing to be the martyrs.
那很多的时候我们都愿意为着福音来丧掉生命。
But I believe he's desiring for most of the believers in this time and age that we may becomeOr live as a living martyrs.
那很多的时候，我们愿意，更愿意来做一个活着的寻道者。
As Paul tells, I die daily.
那也许就像圣经里面所说的，每日向着自己都是死。
In the reference and context of this verse, as we read, we must be ready to lay down our life for Lord Jesus, but more so.For His pleasure, glory, and delight, for the gospel's sake.
那就像这个圣经里面所说的，我们要时刻预备着，为着福音，预备着来上吊生命。
Let us turn quickly to one more scripture portion, and we'll read only in Mandarin. Mark chapter 10, verse 29.
我们再读一处福音是马可福音。
Mark 10:29, please.
十章二十九节。耶稣说，我实在告诉你们，人为我和福音撇下房屋，或是弟兄姊妹、父母儿女、田地。
Yes, we have to leave all these things.
是的。
And most of us will be willing to do it for the Lord's sake.
那很多的弟兄姊妹都愿意为着主的缘故撇下这些。
But how about considering all these things and losing it or giving it up for the gospel's sake? Are we willing?
那你是不是愿意为着福音的缘故来撇下这些？你愿意吗？
The gospel is the topmost priority, I think, in the kingdom of God.
在神的国里，福音是最重要的。
Let us turn to the Lord Jesus what and how he started his ministry.
那我们就来开始看一下，看看主是怎么样来开始地上的事。
Matthew chapter 4 verse 16 and 17 in Mandarin, please.
那所以就在马太福音
Matthew 4, 16, 17.
四章十六十七节，那弟兄说我们用中文念。
Here we see Lord Jesus starting his ministry with these words.
那我们看到主在这边传道开始的时候是这么说的。天国近了，你们应当悔改。
The scripture 4 was 16:17.
Okay, yeah. 那坐在黑暗里的百姓看见了大光，坐在死荫之地的人有光发现照着他们。从那时起，耶稣就传起道来说：天国近了，你们应当悔改。
Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is here.
你们应当悔改，因为天国近了。
The gospel of repentance.
这边就说到是。悔改的福音。
We also want to proclaim the gospel of repentance.
我们要来传这个悔改的福音。
Not the prosperity gospel.
不是说那个得尊荣的福音。
You name it, you claim it, you get it.
你如果承认你要来得，你就得到。
This is a fake gospel.
这是假的福音。
We want to preach the gospel of repentance. Repent! And confess your sins and be changed.
那我们要传的是悔改的福音，你当悔改你的罪，你就会得到改，生命得到改变。
Now, as we were talking about the vision, I remember dear brother Stephen Kong coming once, I think, in our assembly many, many years back.
那我们来谈论意象的时候，我就记得有一次江守道弟兄来到我们当中。
And we heard his passing the news while we were in Nepal.
那我们就听到他来讲论到保罗。
But when he came, he was talking about vision.
但是他来的时候，其实他讲的是意象。
And one thing has remained in my mind and heart and spirit is that this vision is always progresses.
那在我记得很清楚，不管是我的心里还是我的意象里面，就说这个意象是。慢慢的改变的
progressive vision
是一个慢慢的改变的意象
and Peter needed that he had one vision but then he had to move to the next vision
那我们看到彼得他得到了一个意象但是他必须往前来得到另外一个意象
and we thank the Lord even in these days Lord has given us some visionaries
那很多的感谢主今天他还是给了我们很多弟兄姊妹他们是有意向的
but for me and my wife Lord has the same trend in our life
那对于我和那个我姊妹来说我们主给我们的那个好像那个道路是相同的
in 2021 plainly Lord led usWith one burden to preach the gospel in India for 7 months.
在2021年的时候，主给了我们这样的负担，在印度传福音七个月。
Yes, on Zoom and other ways, we preached the gospel after COVID was not that scary.
那当时我们那个新冠的疫情还没那么严重。我们就在 Zoom 上面来传福音。
But last year in 2022, as Lord led us to Nepal and India, Lord pressed upon our heart that yes, individually both of you are giving gospel to families and individuals and some groups.
所以去年我们在印度和尼泊尔的时候，主给我们看到说，是的，作为个人，你们把福音带到了很多的家庭、个人。
And your gospel preaching has produced some good fruits.
你也结了一些果子。
But then the Lord burdened our hearts. How about equipping, teaching, encouraging, stirring up, or building up the body of Christ, the believers, with the importance of preaching the gospel?
那主就让我们看到说，因着福音的重要，你们是不是可以来建立教会，或者建立基督的身体
？And even by giving some examples like raise up your finger towards heaven, like even provoking the believers in many different parts of those two countries that they may be stirred up or receive the burden, genuine burden from the Lord, that they may go out and preach the gospel, do the work of evangelist.
那所以很多时候我们就说举手向天来鼓励弟兄姊妹他们去各个国家来向着地上的人来传讲神的福音。
We are the soldier of the cross.
我们是十架的精兵。
If you want to experience the greatest warfare, just open your mouth to proclaim the good news or the salvation of the Lord. That's it.
那如果你想经历征战的话，你只要在地上传讲神的福音。
All hell will break loose and war against you. I guarantee you.
那地狱的门就会打开，他们就会来与你征战。
And that is why, whenever we even think about going out or give a tract or a gospel to our co-worker or our neighbor, many doubts and fears and confusion will come in our mind.
那所以很多的时候，我们当我们向着同事或者邻居传福音的时候，那很多的搅扰或者说就会来到我们的心里。
And then once we start entertaining all those negative things against the gospel preaching, enemy will flood our heart and our mind and our entire being with this kind of confusion.
那所以很多时候，如果我们让这些负面的东西进入我们的心的时候，仇敌就会把更多的这些放到我们的心里。
He will paralyze us in a way that we will like start walking truly, like literally walking like what they call paralytic.
那当很多的时候，我们就好像被那个瘫痪了。
When the Lord will tell, okay, you give the gospel to this man.
那主有的时候让我说，你向这个人传福音。
As you go tomorrow to your work, please give this.
那你明天去上班的时候，请你说这一句话。
And already we are paralyzed as we come out from our home, drive our car, and when as we come into the office, we are already something has gone wrong with us.
那当我们其实离开家开车去公司的时候，好像感觉已经有什么东西不对了。
Instead of our spirit dictating the soul, we will be fast bound by all this strong things from the enemy.
那很多时候不是让我们的灵来引领我们的魂，而是让这些负面仇敌来的负面的东西来搅扰我们。
But for us, as we went out this time,The joy of the Lord remained our strength.
但是很多这一次神从神来的喜乐成为我们力量的源泉。
As Paul tells Timothy, do the work of soldier and face or suffer hardship.
所以我们可以看到当提摩太在地上征战的时候他就遇到了难处。
From day one, hardship will stand before you.
那从第一天开始，你就会遇到难处。
Some you might have imagined, some you have never imagined about.
有些事情你也许预想得到，有些事情你没有办法预想。
As we, I think this rest of the time, I may share some of our experiences.
那下面的时间我要交通一些我们过去的经历。
Before going to Nepal, we called the embassy and this is because of the COVID, you need the visa in advance.
那在我们去尼泊尔之前我们就打电我们就去那边的领馆就他们领馆就告诉我们说因为新冠的疫情你要预先申请 签证
Usually upon arrival they stamp the visa
那通常你只是需要一个落地的签证
But just 30 days before they change that rule and I was under the impression that no worries we'll go and they will grant us the visa
那所以他们30天之前才改变这个规则我本来以为我们可以直接就去拿一个落地签证
So we had to rush and fill out those forms online and send our passports to New York that they may give us the visa for Nepal.
所以我们就很快的必须到那个网上去把那些表格都填好，然后把护照寄到纽约。
Unexpected hindrances and hurdles and obstacles will pop up here and there.
那所以我们没有预备到的那个难处会随时的来起来。
In a timely manner, we got our passports back.
那我们很快的就拿回了我们的护照。
And then one of our friend, I think I will show some slides. Would you please turn on your sister the photo pictures?
请姊妹把那个照片打在上面。
The next, please.
下一个。
The next.
再下一个。
I don't know. Yeah. Yes. Here. Then we may go back to those.
然后我们再回到前
面。Here is a brother. We know him since more than 22 years.
这个弟兄我们已经跟他们认识有22年。
He came as a Hindu man.
他原来是信印度教的。
From Nepal.
虽然他是从尼泊尔人。
He came to have his degree in Master of Commerce or something, MBA. Yes.
他然后在拿了那个工商管理学硕士的学位。
And somehow he could not get admission, but when he knocked at the door of one seminary, Christian Bible College rather,
他有一次申请那个基督学校的时候
he was admitted, he got admission in this, a Hindu man is getting admission in this Bible seminary.
那所以他就虽然他是新印度教的，但是他得到了这个圣经学院的录取通知。
So let the Lord have His ways. We should not doubt His ways for any individuals.
所以我们可以看到，我们不能够来怀疑我们的神，因为他有他自己的道
理。Not only that, should not look down when something happens like this.
那我们看到这样的事情的时候，也不应该小看。
Me and my wife, we have experienced one thing the most, that our Lord is all wise God. Our Lord is the only wise God.
那我们可以看到我们的神是蛮有智慧的，所有的智慧也属于他。
And throughout this 9 months plus time, we have experienced that.
那在过去的九个月当中，我们有亲身的经历。
We have always left all the logistics and all other things in the hands of the all-wise and the only wise God.
那我们也把所有的这些事情交给我们全知的神。
And we have found him faithful.
我们也看到他是信实的。
And so this brother and sister, they become Christians in US many years back.
这位弟兄和姊妹他们在美国成为基督徒，那是很多年以前的事。
Every Christmas evening, we were there with them, whether in San Antonio or in Austin, without fail, to preach the gospel among his people, the Nepalese.
那所以每一年的圣诞夜，我们都会和他们一起向着那些尼泊尔人来传福音。
And from 65 to 110 Nepali Hindus, he will gather and year after year we'll give them the gospel.
所以每一年都有65到110个弟兄。
Yes. And so as they heard that we are going to Nepal, they were so happy.
那所以当他们听到说我们要去尼泊尔的时候，他们是如此的高兴。
And they started telling us, we have built a brand new house 2 years back in the mountain. Go and take possession of it. Go and dwell as long as you want to be there.
那所以他就告诉我们说，我们在尼泊尔那个山区里面建了一个房子，如果你需要的话，就拿去用吧。不管多久都可以。
And so all our calculations become miscalculation.
那所以我们原来的那些计划都完全没有用了。
In the economy of God, one will chase 1,000 to 10,000, correct?
那所以在神的那个经济学当中，我们可以看到是不一样的。
Means the worldly math says one will chase 1,000 to 2,000.
那所以在世上我们说一千加一千是两千。
And so we were just not planning, but considering that for our 4.5 month stay in Nepal, it may cost us so much.
那所以我们原来是计算说我们在尼泊尔如果待这么久就会花费这么多。
But in the heaven's economy, everything is different.
但是在属天的那个经济学里
面完全是不一样。He has his provision in his own way.
那所以主完全的预备。
And that door, that house was open for us, brand new, fully furnished.
那所以他就给了我们他们的新家，里面所有的一切家具都俱全。
As we went to the airport, the man was not ready to accept our baggage.
那所以当我们去的当我们到了机场的时候，那边他们的工作人员不愿意接受我们的行李。
He said, "Yes, you may be staying in a house, but my protocol tells." That you must have a reservation in the hotel for at least 1 week or 10 days.
他就说，你虽然可能有一个私家的住宅，但是从我们的那个规则上面来说，你必须至少要在一个饭店住一个星期。
I told that Korean man 3 times I have called the embassy in Houston, and they says no, you can go directly to the house.
那我很多的时候我其实都已经给那个领事馆打过电话，他们的官员告诉我说你可以直接去那这位弟兄的家。
He said, I must strictly follow my guidance.
但是工作人员说
For different countries, they had different mandates.
因为就说不同的机构有不同的规则。
So, Daisy took the phone and opened some hotels and blindly, and we booked it.
所以我姊妹她就说打开那个智慧手机，就在机场当时就订了一个星期的那个饭店，我们就预定了一个饭店。
When we have time, we'll look at the how many stars, how many reviews and all this. But when the Lord's urgency fell upon us, it's just by faith, by faith.
那所以虽然我们平常都会看一下这个饭店是什么星级那个。那个反馈好不好？但是在那一天，我们完全让主来掌管。
And thus far, Lord has never disappointed us.
但是主从来没有让我们失望。
It was one of the good hotel.
这是一个很好的饭店。
Lord also knew very well that if we go directly to that house,
那主也知道，如果你直接就去那个私家住宅。
Now let us turn to the first.Picture, please. If
那请姊妹为我们回到第一个照片。
Yes, that. Okay, we went in the month of June. I mean January, and it was freezing cold there.
那我们是月份去的，那边的气温很低，就说结冰。
And because the house was in the mountain up there, it was even more cold atmosphere.
那所以。因为那个房子是在山区，所以就显得更冷。
Brand new house, they never had that solar water heater system in the house.
那因为是新的，所以那个太阳能那个热水器还没有装。
The evening we went, it started very cold. Not like U.S. houses is made out of cement and concrete.
那不像美国这边的房子是。是那个水泥的。
The walls become like ice.
那个墙就摸上去上面就结冰了。
I think I have heard from Brother Clear and others when they used to go, it's very cold there.
我不知道弟兄姊妹如果以前去过那个去过韩国的话也是同样。
But we had to call the guard to get us a room heater.
那我们还必须打电话给那个保安，给我们带来了一个那个加热器。
And then our day started.
然后我们的一天就开始了。
We'll move around wherever we go with that heater.
所以我们每天就是围着那个加热器转。
And there was no hot water at all. So this was the quick fix for me in my own knowledge.
那我因为这没有热水，这就变成了一个好像是一个暂时的临时解决方案。
This is the coil with the electric cord.
那这边我们看到是一个电线。
I never used that before. So on the first day it fell off, and we were out of the hot water.
那你看到这边是一个热水那个加热器，那第一天它到就是说它一下子掉下来，我们就断水了。
And then we had to get after one or two days, that water heater, the small things, as you saw in that video.
那你就看到在下面几天里面，我们就用
这个加热器。And then we have to collect this hot water, in the bucket and take shower.
那所以我们就必须把这里面的热水放到一个水桶里面，然后才能洗澡。
But in the midst of this cold weather, next door neighbor, as we went there, we found a lot of bottles. I have never seen such a variety of bottles of wine and liquor and what they call it, whiskey in his house, which can keep people warm.
那所以我们就很奇怪地看到那个邻居他们家有那么多的瓶子，就是很多是酒瓶 whisky 的瓶子，他们就只是用来装水。
But we cannot have a part in that.
但是当然我们没有那些。
We went there and gave them the gospel. That was the first encounter in Nepal.
那所以当然我们就向他们传福音，这个其实是我们第一次接触到当地的人。
In the morning, now milk. Where to get the milk from on this mountain?
那早晨起来的时候，在这个山上怎么样去拿到牛奶
？If I go down to get the milk, it may take long time, freezing cold weather.
那如果我下山去买牛奶的话，因为时间很久，所以就很冷。
Anyway, as Indian as Britishers has taught us to have tea in the morning, we must get it.
那就像我们印度，好像以前那个英国人教我们早晨是要喝茶的，那所以我们必须喝茶。
And so Daisy says, "Okay, you please go and try."
那我姊妹就跟我说，你至少去试一下吧。
And as I bundled up and went out two steps on the road,
那我当然穿好衣服，那跨出去两步。
One Nepali couple, other side, the next door neighbor, other one.One we gave the gospel, the other side a Hindu man.
那在我们邻居当中有一个是我们刚刚传福音的，但是另外一面的邻居。
They were playing badminton on the road.
他们在路上打那个羽毛球。
So first encounter with this man, and I said, I'm looking for a place where I can find milk.
那我就告诉他说，我要去找一个地方可以买到牛奶。
Guess what?
那猜一下发生什么？
How the Lord always went before us.
因为神有预备，而且是预先给我们预备。
He said, "You see in the valley, I have a dairy farm."
你看到那个山谷里面吗？这个就是我的奶牛场。
And he went into his house and brought that pouch of milk.
那他就从他的家里给了我很多牛奶。
And since then, every morning he will deliver.
那从那天开始，他每一天早上都给我送牛奶。
And like this, so many things, hardships, not to put it in front of all this, grand and great things Lord accomplished.
那我们有很多的难处，但是神在每一件事上都为
我们有预备。Let's go to next picture, please.
请姊妹给我们放到下一篇。
Yeah, that yes. This is the beautiful view from our.What they call it, the drawing room, we call it, or the main room.
那这就是从客厅里面我们看到的一个风景。
Yes, next slide, please. We preach the gospel to so many cab drivers.
那我们向着很多的那个出租车司机传福音。
They had different kind of idols with the money there and like that, and we gave gospel to so many drivers.
他们在车里放了很多的那个偶像，上面也塞着那个钱。
Next,
那我们就给他们传福音。
As usual, Daisy needed some tailoring work, and as last year, 2 years back, this time also she found some tailors and gave them gospel time to time. Means in its entirety, in maybe five, six times she met them.She gave the gospel.
那我姊妹她也很多的时候就给那些裁缝传福音，那五到六次。
And she's very keen in keeping up all these contacts, and so they are in touch, and she befriended her very well.
那也成了他们的朋友，到今天也和他们有接触。
Next slide, please. Next, please. Yeah, this is the wife of the brother, as you saw in that. And these are the parents. They are Hindus. 93 years old and 89 or something.
这是我们弟兄的他们的父母，
他们都有
93岁。
So the sister came from America to Nepal and stayed with us there, and she fetched her parents also.
所以我们的姊妹从美国来，来到尼泊尔来会见我们，她也把她的父母接来。
And so many, they're a big family, and many came to meet them at their house where we were living.
他们有一个很大的家族，所以很多的人都到我们住的那个地方来会见他的父母。
And we had ample opportunities to preach the gospel to all these guests who came one after another to meet them for almost a month.
那所以整整一个月，我们有很多的机会来向着所有来拜访这两位老人的那些家人传福音。
Next slide, please.
下一张。
This is the neighbor. I'm sorry. Yeah.These are the neighbor having the wine and liquor and other things.
那这就是我们的那个邻居，他有很多那个就是
jewelers,
就是那个酒瓶的。
We had good time with them.
那我们也给他们传了福音。
Yeah, this is the father you saw in with that hat in the previous picture, sister's dad. We preached the gospel to him, and he started reading the Bible earnestly.
那所以这就是我们姊妹的父亲。他在前面一个照片里面是戴着帽子的那一位，我们也向他传福音，你看到他已经开始在读圣经。
This is the strongest, I mean the biggest stronghold of the enemy, the devil, in Nepal, which is what mountain?
那这也是在那个尼泊尔，那个就是我们看到仇敌的一个堡垒，Himalaya, right?
No, not Himalaya, but it's another. 2,300 meters
Everest.
Of height. Not Everest. Everest is 8,000 meters. Yeah.
Okay.
But here they have a big temple and a really, really a bad stronghold.
那所以你看到这边有很大的一个寺庙。
Next, please. Yeah, these are some pictures. Next, please. Yeah, this is the gold and huge...calf.
那这边我们可以看到一个很大的金牛犊。
And another, I will tie up the story with another story. When we went to India, where we were staying, there came a young man, Hindu convert of maybe 32 years old.
那我们也看到，在印度的时候，我们碰到一个32岁的年轻人，他是从印度教来。
Generation after generation, their parents and forefathers were worshipping one very evil goddess there.
他们的祖先很多辈辈相传来拜这个偶像。
And his two uncles were killed.
他两个叔叔被杀。
His brother's two children were killed.
他的哥哥的两个儿子也被杀。
And he was the next, and he also became suicidal.
那他是好像下一个，他也好像有那个自杀的倾向。
And he literally took me to his place, and I prayed there, and found the evil spirit stronghold such as strong as this place in Nepal.
那我就去到他家，看到那个邪灵在他家里，就像这个尼泊尔这个地方一样的强。
And as the Lord instructed, he had to leave that house, leave that city, and go and dwell in another city. And he obeyed.
所以神就带领他去到另外一个城市，他也遵循了神的旨
意。Next slide, please.
下一个。
This is also one of the strongholds. See, they worship like it very evil kind of thing. Next slide, please.Yeah, it looks from up close like this. Next, please. This is another one. This is another one. Lord gave us some opportunities to go in the weddings.
那主也给我们这样一个机会来参加婚礼。
And there we could witness.
那边我们可以见证说。
Next, please. This is, yes, next, please. Next. These are all this, yeah, next.Sightseeing, I'm sorry. Yeah, we met many, many young people in Nepal who they have committed themselves to the Lord for full-time service.
那我们在尼泊尔也遇到了很多的年轻人，他们全时间出来侍奉主。
Next please. Where I was not prepared, Lord took me to this big hospital in Nepal. And just for random purpose, I went there. And when I was coming out, I saw two young girls, sisters, maybe 14 and 17.
那有偶然的机会，我来到了这个尼泊尔的这个医院。当我出来的时候，我看到两位年轻的姊妹，她们只有14、17岁。
They were standing by the elevator and weeping and weeping, holding each other.
她们在那个电梯边，她们相互拥抱着哭泣。
And as the Lord burdened my heart, I went close to them and gave the gospel and comfort them and console them and pray with them.
所以主就激动我的心，我去那里跟他们交谈。也与他们一起祷告。
Last and final thing, time is gone. From Nepal, so many testimonies are there, so many things.
那在尼泊尔有那么多的见证。
Risky rides in the plane, as you have heard, the plane crash.
那你也知道，在那边好像那个坐飞机是有危险的一件事情。你看到那个最近那个飞机失事的事情。
Instead of half an hour flight, 7.5 hours on the mountain road with a bumpy ride.
那你在山路上面有的时候要7个小时，就是说高低起伏。
But from Nepal, we were determined even from here that we'll go to Gujarat, our state in India.
那所以我们就决定从尼泊尔直接去我们的家乡。
And as we started looking for the tickets and everything, suddenly we felt in our heart that we are not going to Gujarat state, but we are going in the south of India.
所以我们然后主就好像给我们看到，我们不要去北方，我们的家乡那个叫 Gujarat， 然后去到印度的南方。
Every time we go for preaching and like this, we see Acts in action.Book of Acts in action.
那很多的时候，我们这样就看，好像看到像那个《使徒行传》里面一样的情景。
The Lord entirely changed that, and we stayed for 3 months in one city in south.
所以主就完全改变了我们的计划。我们在印度的南方的一个城市待了3个月。
And where we don't wanted to go, one sister started calling repeatedly, "Come to Punjab, the northmost, northern part of India."And even though we had booked the ticket to go to Gujarat afterwards, go ahead.
No worries. Okay. 虽然我们原来计划是去印度的北方 Gujarat, 但是在南方那个旁遮普那边有一个姊妹不停地给我们打电话。
We felt the tug on our heart that yes, this is the Lord as Cornelius sent his man to Peter. This lady who was related to Brother Baksing, And she was asking us, urging us to come to his state.
所以我们看到，就像当初哥尼流来到彼得面前一样，这一位姊妹，她是和那个巴辛弟兄是亲戚，她就一直热情地邀请我们去她那里。
And then we could not say no to her. We went to Gujarat first, stayed overnight in a hotel, and next day got another flight and went to that state.
所以我们就去了北方，我们的家乡，只待了一个晚上，第二天。就去了南方。
7 days marching orders going from this place to that place in this state called Punjab, the Baksing state.
那所以花了7天在路上。
Next please. Next. We worked among some blind people and the brother. Next please.
那可以看到这些是一个瞎眼的弟兄。
We met, yeah. You must have heard the testimony we gave many times back that... Professor Bhairappa got saved in Houston through our prabhupada.com, and we had in our heart that if we go to South, we want to meet them.
那所以你看，这位弟兄他是一个教授，他因着我们的网站在休斯顿得救，所以我们这一次就去访问他们。
Professor Bhairappa was a visiting professor that time.
他当时在 Houston 是来学习。
And so we could meet them. At that time, Bhishma, the boy, was 13 and Monica was 11. Now 23 and 21. We met them.
当时他们只有十岁出头，现在已经是21和23。
And they have remained very fervent and good Christians.
他们也是
向
成为热心的基督徒。
Next. Yeah, we could minister among India Every Home Crusade, a big, big organization preparing the missionaries for India.
那所以我们和很多的弟兄姊妹一起来预备为这印度的传道。
And this couple, we met them, they were from Katy, Texas.
那这两位弟兄姊妹 他们其实原来是从 Katy 去的。
Then they had their housewarming and they ended up inviting us just last month.
所以他们就是打开他们家第一次来欢迎我们。
Next, please. And in Punjab, when we went there, we never could keep kept a track where we are going. So one of the brother wrote down where we went, whom we met, what we did, and like this, and gave it to us. And I think this is the end of my sharing.
那在旁遮普的时候，我们很多的时候不是很在意我们的日程，所以我们的弟兄就给我们写下来我们这的行程。
Let us have a word of prayer.
让我们有一点祷告。
Our dear Lord, we thank you so much for you are the one who has accomplished everything.
主，我们感谢你，你是那一位成就一切的主。
You are the author and the finisher of faith.
你是为我们信心创始成终的
主。You are the Alpha and Omega.
你是阿拉法，也是
Omega. You are the beginning and the end.
你是始，你是终。
And Lord, we are so blessed to be called yours.
主，我们能够成为你的是何等的蒙福。
We thank you so much.
我们是何等的感谢你。
For who you are unto us.
为着你向着我们的爱。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.